Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home $1 million in cash. All you have to do is download the app and sign in using the promo code Bruno. Then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings' free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Vulcan brother coming after me, Harry, on the Twitch stream. I don't know what he's talking about, though. You know what I'm saying?
I've been alerted that Sports Map Radio is going to be doing a fantasy football league.
No.
Yes. And there is a call to action for a Bruno team.
I don't know, Harry. I don't know about that.
Now,
I don't have much time, free time.
I know your thoughts on fantasy sports.
I but don't if we hate it. I don't have time to do it.
Right.
Can we do it as a group? Owner.
But I'm saying maybe Rothstein would like to be the
– Yeah, I can be the Sam
the
Hinkie
GM.
Of the group.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I trust you more than I trust Sam Hinkie.
Well, okay. Thank you. I can be Sam Hinkie. You can just be the owner, oversee the operation from
and
a distance.
And give the name to it, the Tony Bruno Show.
So I'll be the front man, and then you'll be my consiglieres.
Exactly.
Like
there
the mobsters,
go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly, because I don't have time for that stuff.
And then you could have input every now and then. If somebody needs your expert opinion,
right?
Then you could, you know, throw us a few bones, and then
it's sort of like when the Phillies ownership, like Middleton, only gets involved when you're spending the kind of money they spend to get Bryce Harper.
Right.
It's not about the bullpen arms.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. Yes.
You could do that.
I agree. I can get Luigi involved, too. Luigi
Curl.
Well, he's
an
fantasy podcast.
He is fantastic. We totally need to have him be a part of it.
Because I want no part of it.
You want no part?
I want no part.
Wait a minute.
Wow,
I thought you were a fantasy football guy.
No, I've not done fantasy. I've been invited to four leagues in the last 4 days,
how many?
I've said no to all of them. I don't have time for it either.
We definitely need to have Luigi be a part of this, though, because
absolutely.
He's the
Luigi and Rothstein will
there
do it.
Yeah, there
Bring
you go.
It on.
Yeah.
Sounds like a law firm from Ventnor, New Jersey.
What about Couch Guy? Where's he at today?
He had the insurance adjuster that had to come look at his car.
Right.
To say that it was totaled, and he was supposed to be there at 9 a.m.
Right.
Guess what?
He never showed.
He kept calling him and saying, I have something else that came up. I need, and so... Conlin, unfortunately, was waiting because he couldn't wait any longer.
Well, so LeBron's not focused on the game right now. He's talking about the situation that went on with the police shooting over the weekend and ignores everything else, but only talks about the lives that he thinks matter, but other lives don't matter. That's why I despise LeBron James and I despise the NBA. It is an absolute, and they're committing their own professional suicide, Harry, because there are people who agree with them. But guess what? There's a lot of people who are tired of this. They are tired about everything.
I just watch the games. I just enjoy the sport.
I don't
get involved in any of the other nonsense.
I don't either, but it's hard to
and
avoid.
And I don't let it ruin my enjoyment for the sport of basketball and watching guys like Donovan Mitchell go at it with Jamal Murray and Luka Doncic doing
what he did.
I mean, I just love the sport. I mean, call me crazy. I used to love the sport, Harry.
No, I'm with you.
The sport has turned me off to it. Not just because of the politics. I don't care about the politics of these players. They're all strappers. Most of these guys can't even read, for God's sake. They're going to give me lessons on what matters and what's important. Think for yourself. That's all I tell people. Think for yourself. But that's the problem in America. They don't want everybody to think for themselves. They want everybody to think like you, Harry. Well, not like you
like
in
me.
Particular. No. Nobody wants
you don't want
people to think like,
like
you. No.
But the streak continues, Tony.
What streak is that?
The San Diego Super Padres have not lost a game since we started airing on the Mightier 1090.
Exactly.
Seven in a row.
Coincidence?
I think not.
You're damn right it's not.
Seven in a row, they just swept the Astros, who had just won eight in a row prior to that series.
They bitch-slapped the Astros. They had a guy brooming out there just like the Philly Fandemic crew. Did you see that dude in San Diego?
Yes, I did.
Give him love.
Yes.
He was out there waiting for the Houston Astros buses to leave, and he was sweeping. Being right in front of them. That's brilliant, man. Yeah. That's good fan stuff right there.
And how about what the Dodgers did to the Colorado Rockies over the weekend?
The Rockies and the Arizona Diamondbacks, who were both playing pretty well a week ago, have now crashed and burned.
Rockies have lost nine straight because they ran into Houston and then the Dodgers back-to-back.
Exactly right. But no, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And we're halfway through the baseball season already.
Well, some teams are.
Yeah, for some teams, like the Dodgers, the teams that didn't get shut down.
Right.
But I'm thinking, all right, quarter of the way? No, it's halfway through for teams like the Dodgers, who have played 30 games already.
They had seven home runs in that finale on the sweep of Colorado. And then this Jose Abreu guy for the White Sox, who has been a really good player for a couple years now, had six home runs over the weekend
against the
Chicago Cubs.
And they lost yesterday. And it's interesting because he went into that series against the Cubs, Jose Abreu, last in the 20th in the American League in home runs. He left after that series with 11, leading the American League in home runs.
Wow.
And the White Sox, 30 home runs in their last nine games. All they do is hit dingers, Harry, because they can't score. They don't get anybody on base. All they do is hit the long ball, sort of like the Phillies.
Right.
The Phillies hit a bunch of home runs, and then they find a way to blow. But the Phillies had a great ending of their game yesterday. Did you see that, Harry?
The play at the plate.
Yes.
Yes.
And now,
with your favorite catcher, Knapp.
I know. I think they got to keep Knapp.
This could be it for Realmuto. I mean, when Knapp makes a play like that.
And I got to give him credit because the manager of the Braves, Snitker, was upset, saying, I guess we got to go back to bowling over the catcher. He didn't block the plate. If you haven't seen the play, you got to look it up. Now, the Phillies had a 3-0 lead, and then they got it tied up. And they were up 5-3 going into the ninth inning. And then they score a run, and then the tying run was coming to the plate. So it was 5-4. The tying run was coming to the plate. Ball hit the left field. McCutchen gets it. Throws it to the relay guy.
Quinn got it.
Quinn
stepped in front of McCutchen from center field.
So Roman Quinn.
And threw it to D.D. Gregorius.
D.D. Gregorius, who makes a perfect throw to the plate.
A double bouncer, by the way.
Yeah,
not that easy to handle.
And Knapp had to go over and dive and get it. And the runner tried to slide around him and didn't get to the plate on time. You got to give – Knapp made a great play there. The Phillies have been an awful team as far as
they have.
Absolutely make botching plays. Their bullpen guy finally hang on. They finally held on to a lead. The bottom line is the Phillies are still not a good team, but they have an amazing offense, Harry, and that's what's going to keep them in. But they're still way down there. In this National League East –
they're four games under 500.
It's very mediocre.
Yeah.
And the Braves, to their credit, are hanging in there. But bottom line is – you know, you get teams getting hot and cold. The Dodgers have stayed hot, as you mentioned. Tampa Bay is 19-10, and they've lost, like, how many other pitchers have been knocked out of this? The Tampa Bay Rays are 19-10. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games, and they're a game up on the New York Yankees, despite losing 9 pitchers who are on the injured list right now.
Wow.
6 of them bullpen guys, including their closer, Nick Anderson, who went on the injured list yesterday, and they keep winning games. It's unbelievable, man. That's one of the most underappreciated franchises in sports, Aaron.
So you talk about bullpen depth.
Yeah.
They've got depth in their bullpen beyond their first couple of guys, and the Phillies can't find one guy.
I know. So the Dodgers are 22-8. They played 30 games, as I mentioned. Padres win 7 in a row. They're 4 games back now in the West. Colorado and Arizona. Colorado 7 straight losses, and Arizona 5. Colorado 8 losses, Harry, not 7. Mm. 8 straight losses for the Colorado Rockies, man. How about that? And did you see the card thing? Oh, by the way, we got to give up love to a man who was designated for assignment, Harry, yesterday.
DFA'd?
Hunter Pence.
Oh, man.
Hunter Pence, who a year ago,
let's go eat,
was in the All-Star game with the Texas Rangers. Man, he had a great year last year with the Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Giants brought him back this season, and unfortunately, things didn't go well. Sort of like fell off the table. He was hitting, Harry. You know what he was hitting for your San Francisco Giants and the great Gabe Kapler out there?
Under 2?
He was batting .096.
Wow. Under
2
100?
Home runs, 6 ribbies, and 52 at-bats. And as I mentioned, had a great year last year and, of course, won 2 World Series with the Giants back in the day in 2012 and 2014.
Yeah. But you talk about the Rockies. They've lost 10 of their last 11 games.
Wow. How about that? And Dallas and Colorado, Harry, we talked about teams that get hot. The Dallas Stars got hot at the right time in their last series, and they come out in game one of the Western Conference semifinals, and they just – and then you see what happened in that game too, Harry. Philip Grubauer.
Grubauer got hurt.
Yeah, he pulled a groin, and the Stars go on and beat the Avalanche. Dallas's top line gets it done for them. They win it 5-3 over Colorado last night. So the Flyers, of course, tonight, Harry. Are you ready for hockey action?
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty good series against the Islanders. You know, the Islanders were one of the worst teams in the league heading into the break.
Yep.
They had lost, I believe, 11 of 13 games, and they were on their way to missing the playoffs, had the season just gone on as planned. And coming out of the break, they got hot.
Yep. No, they're playing great. Yep. They are playing great. And the Flyers are favored in this series, even though you saw how great the Islanders were in their previous series. So tonight, what's interesting to note here, Harry, the Flyers in the Eastern Conference semifinals, first time since 2012. You know the last time they played the Islanders in the postseason? Flyers versus Islanders. This is hard to believe. 1987 was the last time the Flyers and the Islanders faced each other.
I was going to say
in 80s. The playoffs. And remember, the 80s Islanders team, they were that dynasty that won.
Well, they won 4 straight cups.
Yeah, from 1980 on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the 80s were all about the Islanders in the first
Islanders
half of that
decade. Islanders at Edmonton.
Exactly right. So this will be an interesting series, and the Flyers are playing well, and Dallas is playing well, and then the Vancouver Golden Knights are off the charts well.
Las Vegas.
I mean, what did I call them?
Vancouver.
I'm sorry. The Vegas Golden Knights.
They buried Vancouver, yeah.
They buried him big time, Harry.
They are a really dominant team.
Yeah, they really are.
I mean,
they
seriously.
Really, really are.
But this Islanders series is going to be good, I think. I think it's going to be a 6 or 7 gamer.
I agree.
You talk about Carter Hart standing on his old head there. The Islanders goaltender is standing on his head as well.
Yeah, Varlamov.
Varlamov has given up goals against 1.67.
Wow.
So he's really playing well, and the Islanders are 4th amongst playoff teams in goal scoring.
I loved all the old Islander. What up, Leon Stickle? What up, Bobby Nystrom with the offside goal? What up?
Dennis Potvin?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That is great 80s hockey knowledge on the show, Harry. You're not getting that anywhere else.
No, sir.
None of these lick face guys could go back to the 80s and understand hockey. You know what I'm saying? The Flyers did opt out of the process, man. They had a better price. Mm-hmm. No, the Islanders are tough, man.
Islanders are a heavy team. They're big.
Yeah,
they're
big,
are.
No, it's going to be a fun series to watch.
Yeah. And they got a great coach.
Exactly right. You know your hockey, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know your hockey. Meanwhile, Dustin Johnson, we already talked about him, Harry.
Actually, we didn't.
I mentioned minus 30.
Yeah, 30 under par. I mean, he was playing a totally different golf course. If you take him out of that, it was a really competitive tournament. I mean, he had a bunch of guys like 19, 18 under par all kind of going for second place.
But you look at the old school guys. Tiger did finish 66 yesterday, so he looked good. Yeah. But he hadn't been playing well.
Right.
I mean, he was 5 under for the tournament.
Rory McIlroy was terrible.
Rory McIlroy even admitted he and Tiger were in the early morning, Sunday morning group.
They played together.
They were both, like, not interested.
You know,
you're playing on Sunday morning just because you're still in.
Okay, then I'll say this to Rory McIlroy. Were you not interested on Thursday and Friday, too? Because based upon the way you played Thursday and Friday is where you teed off on Saturday.
Yep. And then you had Koepka, who bailed before the event with the knee before they even started.
Yeah, he's
then
out.
You have Spieth and Phil, both missed the cut.
Yeah.
Outside of the top 70 now. So going in the BMW Championship, those guys won't be in
They're out.
And Spieth, I mentioned, two cuts in the last six events that he missed.
Yeah,
then he tied for 71st at the PGA, 72nd at the Wyndham, and he had one top 10 in the Schwab. His last win was the 2017
Open Championship.
Royal Birkdale Open Championship, 69 tournaments ago, Harry. So a lot of those familiar faces not playing in the upcoming championship are out of the mix.
And Phil is teeing it up today in the Tour Champions event.
Exactly.
For the over 50 guys.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah. But if you're like me, then you love golf.
Yes.
And you look forward to your weekly round with the guys at your golf club. You pick out your outfit ensemble in advance. And the morning you're around, you make sure it looks just right. You check your look in the mirror, but your shirt looks like it just came out of a cardboard box. Or it's billowing out one side and all scrunched up on the other. It doesn't fit you right. Well, worry no more, because at Boston Scott Golf, the fit is our obsession. At Boston Scott Golf, we went through our closet and ripped up shirts just to put them back together to make the perfect golf shirt. Our shirts accentuate the shoulders and arms while giving relief in the midsection. The tapered fit design cures the problem of always having to retuck after bending over or taking a few practice swings on the range. Boston Scott Golf shirts feature a four-button placket wrinkle-resistant moisture-wicking technology with UPF 50 protection. The classic style with the modern fit is available for both men's and junior golfers, so father and son can match on the course. It just makes sense. Feel good, play good. Casual, great golf. Get to know Boston Scott Golf at bostonscottgolf.com. 20% off your order with the code HARRY.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app. The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
It is a final, Harry. In your first NBA game of the day, we have to give the finals. I'm contractually obligated to do so, even though I really didn't watch it. But your Milwaukee Bucks, in fact, if you look at the series, it is littered with Sixer cast-offs, Harry.
Mm.
The great Nick Vucevic. I think he dropped another 31 today, didn't
he? He had 31. Yeah, so did Giannis. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Giannis is supposed to.
Yeah.
But Nick Vucevic run out of this town.
That was by Doug Collins. That was even pre-process.
Pre-process,
yeah.
Exactly. And Oklahoma City down 2-1, out to an early lead over your Houston Rockets. And no Russell Westbrook again, right?
That's correct. I don't know. Does he have a Judas Priest shirt on today?
I don't know.
Because he was rocking the Iron Maiden last week, right?
Yep.
Interesting tweet here from Paul Hembakidis.
Who?
Hembo stats guy up at ESPN.
Oh, Hembo. I don't know him.
Jason Tatum has scored 263 points in his last 12 games against the Sixers. Markel Fultz, 260 points in his 76ers career.
Let's give him a roaring round.
That's what I mean. Like, it really hurts. You know, like, yeah. Seeing Jason Tatum just school you,
yeah,
like that.
Despite all those picks you collected, you don't cash them into players.
But I'm saying, like, Boston had the first overall pick, right?
Yep.
And I believe Ainge hoodwinked Colangelo.
No doubt about
okay?
it.
Okay.
No doubt about
he
it.
He hoodwinked him.
That's what he does best.
Right. They were going to take Tatum at number one if they had to.
Yep.
I firmly believe that. But he made Colangelo believe, like, hey, you can come up here and you make sure you get Fultz, right? And now, you know, put me at third. I'll just take Jason Tatum at third, whatever. You know, they knew that the Sixers only wanted Fultz.
Yep.
And they knew that the Lakers wanted Ball. So they could go down to three, collect some first-round picks, and get Tatum anyway.
They gained a pick, and they got the better player
right
in a lower spot that they knew they'd be able to get him at anyway.
So the Sixers would have never gotten Tatum is my point.
No.
But you could have just stayed at three, held on to your first an additional first-round pick,
yeah,
and still gotten the guy that you wanted who was not a quality player. I mean, he's...
Yeah, well, it just goes to show that the Colangelos, because the dad was involved too...
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scenes, had no idea what they were doing.
But here's
the
problem. The Colangelo family is a basketball family. These aren't strappers off the street. These aren't lick-faced douches.
Well, I'd say that the father is a basketball.
Yeah,
I don't know that the son, you know.
Yeah.
Just through osmosis, you should know basketball if your
dad's
Brian Colangelo. Jesus. So So Kyle Lowry, by the way, of the Raptors, left ankle sprain. His condition will be updated as appropriate. And, of course, Toronto will begin the Eastern Conference Series against the Celtics on Thursday night.
That's a big injury.
Even without Lowry, though, they destroyed the Nets 150-122, Harry.
Right.
How about that defensive battle?
I don't know that they beat the Celtics without him.
I agree. Yeah. That's a huge loss.
If it's anything like Luka's ankle injury, though, it won't affect him too much.
That's true. Yeah, how about that?
It's good stuff, man. Anyway, enough about the NBA. Let's get to football in here, Harry. The Miami Dolphins, did you see this story today, have announced that they will allow 13,000 socially distanced fans at their home opener down in Miami.
Is that right?
On September 20th. And, of course, all of the doomsayers in the media already saying, this, what do they think they're doing down there? The Hurricanes football college team doing the same thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we had talked about this because they were one of the first teams that sort of let their process be known that they were looking into socially distancing.
Correct.
Within their stadium. So it's 13,000. Is that the number that they've settled on?
13,000 is the number they announced today.
Wow.
Up to 13,000 for the home opener September 20th, and now it's getting ripped. And by the way, our least favorite columnist at the USA Today has now been usurped by a different USA Today columnist. Remember who our Dan Wolkin was the guy. But now there's a woman at USA Today who is even more woke than Dan Wolkin, if that's possible.
What happened? I didn't see
that. Did you see the story this morning? I don't know her name, and I don't like to pick on women, except Robin every once in a while, but that's only when it's justified.
Once an hour.
And usually it's justified.
A segment.
Apparently it's justified a lot.
Justifiable.
So one of the writers this morning comes out with a column in USA Today. I don't even remember what she wrote about, but I said, wow, hard to believe that there's a more woke columnist at USA Today than Dan Wolkin, Harry.
Yeah.
And I have to find her. Not Christine Brennan. I know Christine. They didn't get 13,000 people pre-corona down there in Miami, except when the other teams went down there.
Yeah, right.
Like the Eagle fans, they filled that stadium.
Oh,
the other teams that go and play Miami. But they should be better, Harry.
But the real story that got my attention from the NFL was these false positive test cases.
That's a huge story.
It really is. Because the first thing I thought of, you know, if this can happen to the NFL at an approved lab where they've got five of these labs of this company, BioReference.
Mm-hmm.
They've got five labs throughout the country, but the one that they used that had the false positives was the one in New Jersey.
I know. This is unbelievable.
New Jersey was one of the most hard-hit coronavirus case states in the country.
And as we hear from
how many might have been false positives?
Exactly. We hear from John McMullen. Even the media gets tested every single day when they go into these complexes.
Right.
They do the swab test. It's supposed to be reliable, right? 77 players test positive. And then when they send them to get re-examined, they all come back negative.
All of them.
Well,
every single one. How is that possible in a country that has the best medical systems? How is that possible?
No, and I just want to add to this because I think it's interesting. They released last week's test results, August 12th through August 20th.
Mm-hmm.
59,000 tests were administered to 8,500 players and personnel.
I know. We did that on Friday, that story. They only had five.
No, but this is updated now as of today.
Okay, what is the latest? Because it was five on Friday.
Yeah, it's zero. Zero positive players confirmed tested positive.
That's good.
It's good that they're messing up, yes.
No, it's good that there's zero.
No, but there's zero.
No, but I'm saying it's good that they were told that they were positive, and then they re-examined it and found out that they weren't positive.
Right.
How many people on the streets who can't afford it go in and get one test,
right,
and they tell them they're positive and they're worried about dying?
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Because,
that's the problem.
Because the media makes it the same thing. If you get positive, you could die.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I have here's what is causing accuracy issues with some coronavirus.
Hey, it's Tony Bruno here telling you there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. All you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code Bruno. Then, enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. Yes, it's really that easy to claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running to win a $1 million cash prize. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. While you're in the app, don't forget to check out all the daily great fantasy contests that DraftKings is hosting for this week's basketball and golf action.
Tests. This is according to the WWLTV.com. If you do a nasal swab test by Becton, Dickinson and Company, that same sample might need a rerun in the lab. And the reason why is they're saying that,
About that. Let's go to the phones.
There's a reason why, and it has to do
with... Yeah, because somebody's a strapper.
No, it says that there's so many different varieties.
Oh,
and
okay.
So they're not testing for
why
everything.
Why can't we have one damn test that's uniform?
Uniform.
And everybody takes the damn test.
I agree.
It's crazy.
How is that possible?
Because that would make too much sense.
How about these poor people that stand, park in these long lines in these different cities, and they do the swab test? How do we know if they're positive or not?
Or false positives.
It's an outrage.
It is an outrage. You know what else is an outrage, Tony?
What?
A new fashion trend.
No, we're not going to get to that. I got to get
to
the phones.
Okay.
Come on, Robin. I want the people to be angry at Robin for ignoring the phones. Let's go to Leslie in New Jersey. He's a very, very bitter and broken man, the last time I talked to him, because he's a New York area sports fan. What's going on, man?
Hey, I can't wait for tonight, Tony. I'm pumped for the Islanders-Flyers series. I feel really good about the Islanders in this series. I think they're going to sweep the Flyers. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because the Islanders are just hot right now. Okay, the defense is just too good. I mean, I look at the Flyers' top goal scorers. They only scored one goal in this postseason. That was the elimination game. Let me ask you this. If the Capitals can't score against the Islanders' defense, what makes you think the Flyers will score against the Islanders' defense? I've got to tell you something, Tony. I was so happy when the Flyers won Thursday night because I wanted this matchup. The Islanders have been 2-0-1 against them this year.
Yep.
I did not want to play the Bruins in that round or the Lightning.
Hold on, Leslie. You're right. You're correct. 2-0-1. But all three of those times, the Flyers were coming off this back-to-back situation, playing the second game of a back-to-back.
Yeah, true. But
all right.
You know what? Great teams find a way to win, you know? I mean, the Flyers choked. I was at a bar on a Saturday night when the Islanders played the Flyers in Philly, and I thought that game was over, but you guys choked, and the Islanders won that game, and I couldn't believe it. That's one reason why I feel really good. I think the Islanders are on the Flyers' heads, guys.
They may be, and they're playing. Varlamov's playing great. Listen, they've got a lot of players that not everybody knows. Their captain. They got some great.
Anders Lee. Yeah.
And he can drop the gloves and do all that other stuff,
too. And Clutterbuck
too.
On that fourth line.
I love
line.
The Clutterbuck. Oh, we got people yapping at one another now.
That's Westbrook. He's wearing a Kobe jersey.
Westbrook going after that the dude with the ponytail.
Yeah, I tell you one thing.
Scott Adams, right? Is that who that is?
Steven Adams. Yeah.
He's got great tats, by the way.
He does.
Steven Adams. I'm sorry. Go ahead, then. The Flyers are favorite tonight, though. They're -115 tonight.
That's a small favorite, though.
Yeah, small favorite.
Keep an eye on this guy, Anthony Beauvillier. This guy is going to be a star for the Islanders. He already is playing like a star. He scored 6 postseason goals already this season. And he just has a flair for the dramatic. And I think the Islanders had that difference maker that the Flyers don't have. And that's why it's going to be the difference in the end, guys.
The Matthew Barzal is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
He's a talented playmaker. I think the problem is Matt.
And Pajot, too.
Oh, yeah. No, the Islanders are good, man. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say that. I'm not going to be a
homer. And they got a great coach, too.
Yeah, Trotz. Yeah.
Oh, I love Barry Trotz. This guy may be the best coach in this market since Bill Parcells.
And I'm goodness not kidding. Gracious!
I'm not kidding. This guy knows what he's doing. Every time he talks, it's just so inspirational. I mean, it's so refreshing to have a coach in this market that knows what he's doing, that is a straight shooter.
What about Adam Gase? Come on, man. Adam Gase.
This guy, Adam Gase, oh, my God. And we're going to talk about him a lot this year. I mean, this guy.
No, we're not.
This guy is so bad. He gives you nothing. He doesn't want to talk to the media. He's off with no inspiration. He makes Rich Kotite look charismatic.
You know what? And Rich Kotite, your boy Mike Francesa up there, They were ripping the Philly media when people in this town smoked Rokotite out and wanted him out of here. And I remember Mike Francesa, oh, those people treated you wrong, Richie. Those people up there down there in Philly, they treated you bad, Richie. Come on up here. How long did Richie last up there, the boy from Staten Island, as the coach of the Jets?
Two forgettable years.
You're damn right, man. Yeah. That's because Leon Hess ran out of trucks to give away.
He stole money from old Mr. Hess.
He did. He absolutely stole money from Leon Hess's oil tankers.
Yeah, Rich Kotite is so bad, I still remember. I was in high school when Rich Kotite coached the Jets, and I will never forget him. I mean, he was so bad. His press conference. Oh, I mean, we tried hard. We did
He's a Staten Island guy.
He is a Staten Island. I mentioned that. Yeah. Richie. He used to be Dick Kotite.
Is that right?
Yeah, when he was a player, he was Dick Kotite. Then he became Richie, but he was always a dick to us.
But he was a very nice guy. He just wasn't a good
coach. I know. I had to use that joke. I haven't used that in 20 years.
I mean,
I had to bring that one back. Thanks for making me bring it back, man.
Thanks, Leslie.
We got to move on, man. We're not getting this kind of Islander talk in New York. Let's go out to the O.C., Harry, and find out what's going on with Mike out there. And I know one thing. It's not the Los Angeles, Anaheim, Disneyland adjacent Angels, is it?
How are you guys?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Oh, there. I know you came to me, Tony. Hey, Tony, I was thinking of Robin. There's two great Robins on Sirius Radio. You're Robin and Robin Quivers of the Howard Stern Show.
Well, you know, Robin met Robin Quivers a few years ago in New York when we were at this big talk radio convention. There's a picture of me. I'm a Robin sandwich.
Yes.
It's me, Robin Quivers, and Robin on the other side of me. How many men can say they've had a Robin sandwich?
Wow.
Man.
Well, Robin's putting up her pictures, I know, lately. You know, her photo now. Very nicely done.
So it happened. Robin lived up to her. She got to 5,000 followers as we were driving to Maryland after the show. Robin was on her phone in the car, hard to believe.
Yeah, hard to believe.
And then she got closer, she would give like a little preview of the picture, just like the bottom part of the leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then once she reached 5,000, as promised, she delivered, Harry.
She
delivered the full picture.
Robin, you're so racy.
I know. I am just, scandalous. I know.
You are. So scandalous. What you were telling me, it's got to be scandalous.
Not Robin Gibbs. He wasn't in the picture. Is he still alive, or is he one of the...
No, he passed away.
I think he's no longer with
us. I think Barry's the only one left out of all of them.
Yes,
Barry Gibbs is the only one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He is gone, sadly. Yeah. Hey, Tony.
Yes.
It's actually Kobe Bryant Day in Orange County today. Kobe Bryant Day, the first one out here. They did a beautiful mural in Santa Ana. Some gentleman, some Kobe done. Beautiful mural. And it's just incredible. Hey, Tony, real quick. Kobe, he was amazing out here. I don't know if you understand how disentrenched he was in the Newport Beach, Newport Coast.
Absolutely. I lived in L.A. for the entire 11 years of Kobe Bryant's career out there. I mean, I was there for 11 years for the bulk of the whole Shaq and Kobe era.
You were there.
And that great championship team and that unbelievable line. I remember when fans were anti-Lakers when they would have bad point guards, and I would have to talk about them every day. Oh, the point guard, who's the one dude that everybody hated back in the early 2000s, and they wanted to run him out of town. I mean, you know, Lakers fans.
That was later.
Fisher?
Not Derek Fisher. No, they loved Derek Fisher. Was that?
Bush
Nick
Parker.
Van Exel?
Not but Nick Smith Van Exel. No, it wasn't a big name. Smush Parker, thank you. Smush Parker, remember him?
From Fordham.
Yeah, Smush Parker. They hated
terrible.
Smush Parker out in L.A., man. That's great Smush Parker.
He might have
Parker.
Been the worst player on the Lakers.
Yeah, now you got Kobe and Shaq, and then you're running Smush Parker out there. And the local sports talking show heads out there went crazy on Smush, man.
Really bad. Kobe, Tony, you remember Fashion Island, right, down in Newport Beach?
Absolutely.
Fashion Island, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's the deal. One time my good friend, he's got six kids, Bob. He's running around with his boys at Fashion Island about 15 years ago. There's Kobe. Kobe always went to Fashion Island. He always brought the girls there. He walks up to Kobe, his boys, big players, they love basketball. Hey, Kobe, can we get a picture? Kobe had no entourage. No security. He took a photo, so friendly, chatted with him about 10 minutes. That was Kobe in Orange County.
Yep.
Just one of the residents, honestly.
No, I know.
No,
I saw him a lot.
No
he, there. You're there right. Was he was no a guy you could talk to. And by the way, you talked about down in Orange County today outside of Staples Center on Figueroa Street. They're renaming it for Kobe Bryant. They're going to call it Kobe Bryant Boulevard between Olympic Boulevard and Martin Luther King Boulevard, according to the Los Angeles City Council member Herb Wesson Jr.
That's awesome.
And that's happening
that's
today.
Nice.
And I know that street well. And it's a fitting tribute to the Mamba.
Does that mean Silk Bra's going to get Warner Avenue in Huntington Beach named after him if he gets elected to city council?
I don't know. I'm seeing the polling right now. My pollster's
not looking
out there.
Good.
The pollster's out there.
What's the poll?
The polls right there are not looking good for
Silk Bra
right now. I'm gonna have to call Gallup or somebody. Not the former receiver Michael Gallup. Is he still with the Cowboys or is he gone?
I'm not sure.
Wasn't there a receiver named Michael Gallup?
Yeah.
Smush Parker. Well, thank you, Mike, and the OC. Appreciate you checking in today, man.
Yeah, there's certain people that it's still, even though it's been a while now that they're gone, that you just, it's hard for your brain to accept it. Kobe's one of them. Robin Williams is one for me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, gone before you would even expect him to go.
Yeah, he's still with the Cowboys, Tony.
Michael Gallup,
yes.
Right? See, that's good Gallup knowledge right there, Harry. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. I didn't even remember what I was going to say here.
We were waiting.
That was the longest pregnant pause. There was actually a birth.
There was a birth.
There was actually a delivery, a pregnant pause, and then the baby came out.
That went through every trimester.
And then another pregnant pause.
Wow. Harry and I were looking at each other going,
I just drew a complete blank there.
Hey, it happens to everybody.
By the way, D's Nuts is currently leading Silk Bra in the 24th District.
There is.
Remember when D's Nuts got all those votes?
Absolutely.
In fact, a buddy of mine who was on one of the anchor men in the Los Angeles TV station, somebody pulled that cut of him giving the results, and D's Nuts finished third in the 2016 election, and he actually said D's Nuts, the independent, got 70 votes. Classic, classic stuff, Harry. We have to play that.
What is he, Ron Burgundy? He's
no,
just reading
legit,
the teleprompter?
This was a legit guy. They put it up on the graphic. He read it.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
You mentioned the Kobe Bryant day today in Southern California. Yesterday was his birthday, of course. And it's also Cal Ripken Jr.'s 60th birthday today, Harry.
Wow.
And you know, we always talk about this streak will never be broken.
Mm-hmm.
One streak that will never be broken, 26-32. Nobody will play 2,632 consecutive games.
Yeah, the consecutive streak, I think that's pretty safe.
And it's not even about injury. It's about the fact that nobody's even going to play 2,632 games
right.
anymore. Just to be around that long in the big leagues. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. And, you know, you have to wonder, through that whole stretch, how many times did he play when he really shouldn't have played?
Oh, I'm sure many, many
You know what
times.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
like really to the detriment maybe of his team,
mm-hmm.
but just to keep the streak alive.
Yeah, that happens.
You know what I mean?
But I don't think you even realize it, like, when you're at a couple of hundred games. When you get into the over 2,000 consecutive
yeah.
games, or about 1,500, and you're thinking – I must be, because what was the record? I don't remember what the record was before.
Well, it was Gehrig, right?
Yeah, Lou Gehrig, but he blew by Lou Gehrig. It wasn't like he was hanging in there
right.
until he beat Lou Gehrig and then got out. It was 2130. Thank you, Joe Quills.
Yeah,
so Lou Gehrig's record was 2,130 yeah. consecutive games, and then he went to 2632. So he blew by it by 500, over 500 more, 532.
That's
games.
A couple seasons.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like four seasons. How many seasons?
Four!
See my math.
162
times two would be
324. Right.
And he blew by it by how many, did I say? 500. So it's almost 2.5 seasons
mm-hmm.
ahead of Lou Gehrig. Now, we're talking about D's Nuts, who turned out to be a 15-year-old kid who filled out a form. And then his campaign caught on fire back in 2016. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. He's a kid from Iowa, Wallingford,
yeah.
Iowa.
He says, my name is not D's Nuts. I'm a 15-year-old who filled out a form, had the campaign catch fire, and now I'm putting up the third best party number since Ross Perot. D's Nuts, baby.
Now, our crep on the Twitch stream says D's Nuts was originally made up on a skit slash interlude by Snoop Dogg
yes.
on
yes.
the 1993 Doggy Style.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. That's great knowledge right
so
there.
So Warren G
That's
was
right.
involved in
the
that.
The regulator.
I yeah. thought that was on The Chronic.
I think it was The Chronic. I know
I
it was
believe
Snoop.
It, yeah, he's involved in the skit, but I think it's on The Chronic, not Doggy Style.
That's great Chronic knowledge there, Joe. By the way, Joe C., people are commenting on the beard.
Yes.
Completely shaved down, Harry. Your thoughts on Joe C.'s beard trim?
Well, I notice it, but it looks like it might have been a mistake.
Well, there's a reason why I pay someone to do it.
But you paid somebody to do that?
No, I did not.
No, this
I
time did, he did not.
No, that's... because of the pandemic, I don't think I can go into a barbershop without a mask on, since it's kind of hard to get your beard trimmed while wearing a mask.
Exactly right.
So I did it myself with a brand new razor I was not familiar with. So
mm-hmm.
I thought I had the largest attachment. I had the largest attachment set to one. I didn't find this out until I dropped the attachment. And when I picked it up, it clicked out a few steps. I was like...
Uh-oh.
Ah, crap.
So what the instructions would have been a 4?
Yeah. And it was at a 1.
Oh, wow.
So, right. yeah, the instructions were fairly lacking. It was about one page or one paragraph in 8 languages, but nothing actually telling you how to really
it's
use
an
a
outrage,
razor.
Man. That's why I'm just going to grow mine out and get it down there.
Like, I noticed that.
I keep saying I do it, and then I finally shave.
I shaved this
morning.
This
time it's real, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
This time it counts.
I shave my stuff, and now you're growing.
I'm
going
to let this baby go down. I'm going to go ZZ Top.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yes,
what, are you going to be Santa for Christmas?
Yeah.
You could probably grow a pretty big one by
Christmas.
I don't know.
No?
I've never had a full like beard like this. I mean, when my hair was dark,
mm-hmm.
I'd have had full beards. But now that it's white, although I got a little sun, you know, fishing. And Robin pointed out astutely that when you have a tan, when you're a white guy, and then you get the white beard going,
the white looks whiter.
It looks more distinguished.
Yeah.
More like I'm an aristocrat.
Yes.
Well, everything
like
looks
I'm
better
high
with
class.
A tan.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly right. Sort of like Nashville with a tan. That line from the great song, Hushabye. Remember that song?
Hushabye.
Sean Mullins? Is that
Sean
who that was?
Sean Mullins, yes. Rockabye.
Rockabye.
Rockabye by Sean Mullins. You don't remember that song, huh?
I probably have heard it.
Everything's gonna be all right. Rockabye. And then he does like these riffs where he talks during the song. And one of the lines is sort of like Nashville with a tan. That's great tan knowledge right there. By the way, people ripping me over my mat skills, I'm not the one who messed it up. Harry told me, I gave up, you know, we got the two seasons, 162 and 162 is 300 and, what would we say?
324.
But then I said two and a half seasons. It was actually three seasons to blow by.
Correct.
Lou Gehrig's record.
500 is just a little bit over three seasons.
So what did I do?
You said it was like a little over two, and it's not over two.
I didn't say that.
Somebody did.
That was you.
That was you.
I said I knew it was more than two because two seasons is 362 or whatever it was, 24.
Who's on first?
our buddy Clarky Bob says, the always informative Bruno math segment.
I know. Children.
Goodness gracious.
If you are doing math, do not ask Uncle Tony to help you.
The whole studio is still moving because I was out on a boat. And when you get off a boat after a day, and I don't get seasick. And it was really flat calm out. It was dead calm.
Dead calm?
I was waiting for a hot chick on a sailboat in distress, and I would have swum up there like in that movie. Remember the movie Dead Calm?
I remember. I saw it.
What's-her-face's first big movie.
Yes. Gosh.
The redhead that married Tom Cruise.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. That was her first big role.
Yeah.
And that was a creepy movie.
Yeah, that was good.
Billy Zane was the psycho dude.
Right.
Love Billy Zane, man. He had the best eyelashes ever.
What a weird
dude.
He did.
No, I mean, back when that movie, like...
Women would kill for those eyelashes.
The guy's out on a boat, right? And he's a psycho killer.
Right.
And he pulls up and he gets up on this boat and he's got, like, perfectly trimmed eyelashes. Seriously, Harry.
Who does that? Who has time?
Are you talking about eyebrows?
Eyebrows. Not eyelash. Eyebrows.
Okay.
Not the eyelashes. The brows.
You said eyelashes.
I know.
That's why I said, like, what? Crap.
But he does have beautiful eyelashes as well. Jeez.
And you're saying that women would kill for the eyelashes, and it's the eyebrows.
Robin?
They would kill for the eyelashes.
What happened to you two this weekend? What the hell went on down in Maryland?
I'll tell you, I went down to Maryland. I went rural, Harry. I went country. And once you go, my son's playing all the, who's the guy that, the guy who's still like 90 and he's still singing?
Willie Nelson.
No, the other guy who did the
Merle
take
Haggard.
This job and shove it.
Oh, Johnny Paycheck.
No, another guy.
Good luck. Name
I'm
every
not a big
single
country guy.
Chris Christopherson.
No, he has three names, and he's like a legendary guy.
David Allen Coe.
Yeah, David Allen Coe. Thank you, Harry. I know you're a big country. My son loves David Allen Coe. He plays all of his songs.
But Johnny Paycheck is the one that
I know.
Did
he made the big hit out of it.
Right.
But so did David Allen Coe. Am I wrong here?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to take a flyer on yes.
No, my son has one of these outdoor speakers, and he puts the country thing on. And I'm listening to all these songs, and it's all about, you know, screw the job and my wife and all that.
And my dog died.
Yeah.
The tractor.
And then my son rolls up in his tractor.
Yeah.
He's got this Kubota, and he brings the cooler down with the flounder from the boat. Puts it on his lift on front of his Kubota tractor.
Yeah,
we're out there cleaning fish in
the
backyard.
But it's got to be a John Deere tractor.
No, Kubota, that's the way to go, Harry.
Nowadays.
John Deere's America.
I know it is, Harry.
America.
But Kubota, you know where they're not made in?
China.
Where is Kubota made?
I don't know.
Is it India?
I don't know.
Japan.
Kubota.
By the way, Trevor Williams, the ex-Charger cornerback, has signed with the Philadelphia Eagles today. Did you see that, Harry? Another defensive back. And by the way, breaking news, a shock to no one, Harry. Guess who's missed now five consecutive practices for the Philadelphia Eagles in their secondary? A high draft pick who always gets hurt. Sidney Jones, Harry. How long have they been waiting for Sidney Jones? to say this is the year he stays healthy and goes out. But another Pac-12 guy, Harry.
Yep.
Since Sam Hinkie, they've been waiting for him
exactly.
to stay
even healthy. Sam Hinkie would have given up.
Yeah, Kubota's Japanese.
Yes. Osaka. Osaka, Hi. Japan.
Moshi moshi. He's got all the attachments, too. He doesn't use it just as – he has a forklift. He has a front-end loader.
Right.
He's got all the attachments, Harry.
Nice.
I told him, I said, you know what? I want to live out here.
Did you
He's
see –
got all this acreage. I said, let me build a little tiny house out here. I'll get the lumber. We could slap together a tiny house.
So is that where you're going to retire to?
No, I just want to have a place for the weekends.
Oh, okay.
Go down there, fish, crab, sit back, look at the sky at night. You can see everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear at night. You can hear the birds. You can hear guys shooting in the background.
Right.
You know, people out there hunting, fishing, crabbing. That's the life I want, Air. I want to be a waterman.
A waterman.
I want to be a waterman, man. Okay. I want to get that big Gorton's a Fisherman hat on and the rain gear and walk down the dock and pull up the crab pots, Harry.
You're a baseman.
No, it's a waterman.
Oh, okay.
It's a waterman, man.
Well, did you see who else got released this weekend?
Yes.
Nigel Bradham.
Nigel Bradham, the much maligned Nigel Bradham. A week ago, he was in a controversy talking about giving a comment about the Eagle fans and that there wasn't a winning culture here.
Right, right.
And now he goes to New Orleans and bam, just like that, he gone. Anyway, you know who's not gone, Harry? Sports is not gone. It's back and better than ever. And DraftKings is, in fact, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. And you know what they're doing? They're giving away $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who's going to take home $1 million cash prize. How do you get it? How do you claim your piece of the action? Up to $100 million in instant giveaways? All you got to do is download the app. Download the DraftKings app and sign up by using promo code Bruno. Then enter DraftKings free college football survivor pool. While the top prize is reserved for just one lucky winner, everybody who signs up and enters DraftKings free football survivor pool will get an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon ordering. So don't forget to check out all the daily great fantasy football DraftKings action. And you know what you have to do, right? Free. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code Bruno to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running for up to $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code BRUNO to get your share of $100 million in prizes only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Minimum $5.
I have breaking news here as we wind down another hour. Donald J. Trump has just been nominated president of the United States for the Republican Party, Harry. I didn't see it coming. Who knew this was going to happen today?
I think
on
it's
Monday?
What they call a formality, Tony.
Yeah, like why even bother going on the rest of the week?
I don't know.
It's just an infomercial all week, just like last week was all an infomercial.
Right.
If I want to watch infomercials, I'll put on NBC Sports Philly.
What, when AOC nominated Bernie Sanders?
Exactly. Well, I don't watch that stuff.
Nobody else
got
does
time
either.
For that. Nobody has time for this. We got more hockey talk, more golf talk, and more baseball. So stick around. Coming up, and Chuck Cooperstein from Dallas, baby. Dallas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.